At least 7 people have been killed in a twin bombing in the Pakistani city of Karachi. Local officials say 40 people, including women and children, were also injured in the blasts. Reports say the bombs went off in a Shia area of the city. It's not clear who carried out the attacks, but Al-Qaeda and its offshoots were behind similar incidents in the past. Meanwhile, a group of protesters have staged a demonstration in the city of Lahore to condemn a recent attack on a Shia religious procession in Rawalpindi. Protesters censured the local government for failing to provide proper security for Shia mourners and demanded that the perpetrators of the attack be brought to justice. Our correspondent Mohammed Touri now joins us via Skype from Karachi to tell us a bit more. Mohammed, sectarian tensions on the rise again in Pakistan. Tell us a bit more about the latest incident.
Well, Ghanis, as you know, last week on the climax of the morning session in Ashura, in the garrison city of Rawalpindi, some miscreants made that a carnage on the Ashura day, and obviously in the follow-up we've seen different attacks against Shia Muslims across the country, which were not given proper coverage in the local media. For example, in the northwestern city of Kohat, we have seen that, and we got reports about over 30 shops of Shia Muslims were charged and set on fire. And here in the border city of Karachi, it was actually at the Shia neighborhood of Ancholi, where obviously because of the security has been beefed up. That's why it was just the entrance of that Shia neighborhood where that happened. And obviously in the same way, like the Abbas town carnage was happened. So since the areas and routes have been barricaded, that's why it was just at the entrance of the Shia neighborhood. But the more important point is that earlier in Quetta, there was a deadly attack in which 5 people were killed. And obviously, once again, we see the surge in these attacks. And in the aftermath of the Rawalpindi, that's why I'm repeating that incident again. In the aftermath of that, we heard many militant organizations, particularly the parent one, saying that we will target and we will take revenge of that incident. And afterwards, we saw in the southern Punjab, particularly, many Shia mosques were set on fire, and Husainias or Imam Bargas were set on fire. And obviously, these things are increasing. And one of the main reason is because yesterday I was covering the protest of Shia Muslims that was also across Pakistan after Jummah prayers, before the Jummah mosques in the country. And here in the port city of Karachi, there was a protest against the freedom of religion. They are saying that these are just attempts by the banned outfits and their buddies in the ruling administration. These are the people who want to confine the Ashura and the mourning ceremonies and particularly the processions across the country. Particularly the Rawalpindi procession that was the center of this narrative is basically over 200 years old procession. So the prime argument of these mourners was
the freedom, and as in the post 9/11 scenario, 9/11 was the pretext for confining freedoms for many of the Muslims.
Right.
Here in Pakistan, we see that these things are used as a pretext for confining freedoms. So once again, Shia community is in the center.
Okay, we'll keep a very close eye on the situation there in Pakistan. Our correspondent, Mohammed Touri, they're reporting from the port city, Karachi. Mohammed, thank you for that update.